I'm Jeff Cohen for WNPR News. Hartford Mayor Luke Bronin is continuing to make his case that the city's budget is structurally broken and in need of major state reforms lest it go bankrupt. On Thursday, he brought that case to a state municipal advisory commission. Bronin will tell anyone who will listen that he's cut all that he can, that the city's taxes are as high as they can go, and that there are no more local levers to pull, even if it means making a presentation to a state advisory commission that can't offer him much help.
The larger issues that you're talking about are outside the purview of this commission and really fall with the legislature.
That was Thomas Hamilton, the chairman of the State Municipal Finance Advisory Commission. But here's what Bronin said he's looking for: someone else to agree with him on how terrible the city's finances actually are.
If you want to have a capital city that is strong, that's growing, that's healthy, and that can be an economic driver for the region, I think you probably can render an opinion on whether that can be done by the city of Hartford alone with the tools that we have.
The numbers are ugly. The more than $15 million in savings he was hoping for from union negotiations probably aren't going to happen. Include a recent multi-million-dollar legal judgment against the city and losses from the shuttered baseball stadium, and this year's deficit could reach $22 million. Next year's deficit could be worse, $50 million. It's a problem, the mayor says, that must be fixed not at City Hall, but at the state capitol, a few blocks away. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.